Hello, I'd like to welcome you. My name is David Bush, and I'm the pastor of Siloam Fellowship here in Frewsburg, New York. And I'm excited to be able to share with you studies in the book of Revelation. As you go into the book of Revelation, there are four principal schools of interpretation for this book. It's all magnificent. It's the only large portion of the Word of God, concerning which four basic differing systems of interpretation have been developed. See? So the system of interpretation that a Bible student adopts is going to make an enormous amount of difference in what he believes that the book teaches. Very quickly, the first form of interpretation is called the preterist scheme of interpretation, which insists that the author describes only events that are taking place on earth in the Roman Empire during his own time, especially during the first century. Okay. Another is the historical scheme of interpretation. And according to this conception, the book of Revelation, especially in the prophecies of the seals, the trumpets, the bowls, sets forth particular events in the history of the world that relate to the welfare of the church from the first century right down to modern times. All right, so the historical scheme of interpretation. The third is the futurist scheme of interpretation, and this one insists that, for the most part, the visions of this book will be fulfilled toward the end and at the end of this age. Now, the interpretation that we will be pursuing in these courses will be the spiritual or the symbolic scheme of interpretation. See, from the time of Augustine, there have always been some biblical scholars who have insisted that the purpose of this book is simply to teach fundamental spiritual principles. Quoting one of them, he writes, "The book is designed to teach us the spiritual history of the Church of Christ, to warn us of those spiritual dangers to which we are exposed, to inform us of the great spiritual trials to which we are liable, to describe the great contest with evil, and to comfort us with the assurance of the final victory of Christ over the powers of darkness." We're going to approach this book on its own terms, that is, as the revelation of Jesus Christ. We're going to keep focused on that as our anchor all the way through this book, that it is a revelation of Jesus Christ. Most of you know that revelation means the unveiling. So we'll be looking at this book taking into account that it is an unveiling or a revelation of Jesus. We're going to keep that squarely in mind, and we're going to keep squarely in view all that he has done. He has died. And when he died, he said, "It is finished." He was buried. He was risen again. He's been coronated king, and he's poured out his spirit upon mankind. Not only that, but I believe we'll receive that blessing that's promised in chapter 1 for everyone who reads the book and understands the book. And the blessing is this. We are going to see Jesus emerge in every chapter of the book. So we're going to begin by discussing Jesus in the church, followed by the Lamb in the throne. We'll discuss the six seals, the seven trumpets, the woman and the beast, the bowls of wrath, the woman called Babylon, the marriage of the Lamb, the 1,000 years, the New Jerusalem, as well as discussion concerning the second coming and the great tribulation. I believe these studies will revolutionize your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ as he has revealed them in glorious ways. So thanks for being with us.